is taken from the New Testament, the book of Ephesians, chapter 4.
今天我们要学的课题是来自新约圣经以弗所书四章。
Ephesians, chapter 4, verses 1 to 6.
以弗所书第四章的一至六节。
Chapter 4, verse 1 to 6.
第四章的一至六节。
I therefore, the prisoner in the Lord,beg you to lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called. With all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope of your calling, one Lord,one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in all. In verse 2, we see words like humility.
在第二节我们看到的字，譬如是谦虚
gentleness,
温柔
forbearance,
忍耐
love,
爱心
peace,
和平
and then we see the word unity.
同有呢是合一
Unity of the Spirit.
就是灵的合一。
These good words remind me of the Olympic theme song some years ago, One World, One Dream.
这几句词语呢，令到我想起一个奥林匹克的主题。
I still remember the tune.
我仍然记得怎样唱那首歌。
One World, One Dream.
同一个世界，同一个梦想。
It's talking about the common human dream.Of living together in harmony.
这里是讲紧咧，大家人类咧分享同一个嘅梦想，就是生活得和谐合一。
Today's Bible lesson is about humanity's common goal, which is God's noble plan for mankind.
今日嘅课题咧系关于人类嘅共同目标，就是神对于人类嘅一个崇高嘅计划。
Then the news.Of Boston Marathon bombings hit me like a bomb.
但是突然间我收到一个消息，就是美国的波士顿马拉松赛里面有一个爆炸事件。
The more closely I followed the news, the more discouraged I felt.
我越跟住这个新闻的发展，我越听得多就越觉得灰心。
Just a few meters from the finishing line, two bombs exploded.
就是在终点前那几米路，两个炸弹爆炸。
Where a big crowd were gathered.
当时是有大堆的群众聚集。
Two suspects who were brothers were being hunted.
有两个疑凶是被追捕，这两个疑凶是兄弟来的。
And during the blast, three people were killed.
在爆炸事件里面有两个人死亡。
And during the manhunt that followed, a policeman was shot and killed.
咁佢追捕呢个疑凶嘅时候咧，有一个警察系死亡。
Among the three people killed was a boy aged 8.
呢三个身亡嘅人咧，其中一个系八岁大嘅男童。
And standing beside the 8-year-old boy were his mother and his young sister.
企喺呢个八岁大嘅男童旁边咧，就系佢自己嘅妈妈同埋佢嘅妹妹。
Mother was critically injured.
妈妈咧系重伤
，But the little sister lost her leg.
但系个妹妹咧就失咗嗰条腿。
The father rushed back to the scene of the blast to look for the little girl's leg, but couldn't find it.
咁呢个爸爸咧冲翻去案发嘅现场咧揾喺个女儿嘅嗰条腿，揾唔到。
A second person who was killed was an American woman aged 26.
喺另一个身亡嘅咧系28岁嘅妇女。
A third person who was killed in the blast was a Chinese graduate student.
另外一个身亡嘅就系一个华人嘅毕业生。
Her name was called 吕令子。
名字叫做吕令子。
Of the two suspects, the elder brother was shot and killed.
呢两个疑凶当中咧，大哥咧就死咗。
And the second suspect, the younger brother, was captured alive.
第二日呢个细佬咧就被生擒啦。
Now, this is not the first time we see and hear of terrorist act like this.
我们都不是第一次听到恐怖活动了。
Because I was going to talk about humanity's common goal, harmony.
因为我主要讲的题目是关于人类的共同的目标，就是 合一和諧。
Because I was going to talk about God's noble plan for mankind.
因為我想講嘅就係關於神為咗人所定嘅一啲好崇高嘅計劃。
And this happened.
但呢件事就發生咗。
I was shocked and saddened by the total disregard for innocent people's lives.
是因为这些人是完全不顾一些无辜者的性命，是令我非常的震惊。
180 people were injured.
180人是受伤。
Among them was a man who saw the second suspect leaving a bag in front of him by the roadside, turned around and left.
其中有一个人他咧就目擊到依一個第二個疑兇咧，揸住一包黑色嘅一袋嘢咧，擺咗喺隔離咧，跟住就走咗。
As the suspect leaves, the two of them looked at each other.
依個疑兇轉身走嘅時候咧，依個男人同依個疑兇咧交換過眼神。
And then seconds later, boom.
咁但係幾秒之間個炸彈就爆炸。
The result?
結果咧
？Both of the legs of this American man needed to be amputated.
結果就係呢一個人咧，佢雙腿咧都要被除掉啦。
From knees down，
從膝蓋以下要鋸掉。
A total disregard for innocent people's lives，
係完全不顧無辜者嘅性命。
For a moment， I'd like to turn your attention to 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1 to 5。
跟住我哋會睇提摩太嘅後書三章一至五節。
You must understand this, that in the last days, distressing times will come. For people will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, inhuman, implacable, slanderous, profligates, brutes, haters of good, treacherous, reckless,swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding to the outward form of religion but denying its power. Avoid these people. The Bible here tells us that distressing time will come.
聖經在這裡告訴我們聽，有危險的日子會來到。
Do you know the Bible was written more than 2,000 years ago?
聖經呢，寫成的時候是差不多2000多年前。
The reason for the stress is that people will become lovers of themselves.
艰难危险的原因是因为人会变得只顾自己不顾别人。
People will only think of what they want to do and have a total disregard of people around them.
人只是顾着自己想做些什么，但是完全是不会顾念到身边的人。
And at the end of verse 2, we see the word ungrateful.
在第二节的尾部咧，第尾二個段咧，就係講到忘恩負義啦。
Or a country may treat a person very well.
嗱，一個國家咧可能會好好咁對待一個人。
But when the person has a complaint, who cares what benefits he has received from others?
但係當呢個人有一個嘅投訴嘅話咧，有一個埋怨嘅話咧，咁冇人會理之前去接受過別人幾多嘅恩惠。
Ungrateful.
忘恩負義。
And then the first word in verse 3, inhuman.
而第三節的第一個字語是叫做母親情。
In the Greek original, the word means without natural feelings.
在希臘的原文呢，其實意思就是冷血。
Which means normally a human being would feel some affection for fellow men.
一個正常的人呢，會對另外一個人呢，都會有一些感情。
But at the end times, people will become such that they can have total disregard of innocent people's lives.
但去到末世嘅日子咧，人去到一个地步咧，系完全不顾无辜者嘅性命啦。
By the end of verse 3, we see the word brutes.
喺第三节后边咧，我哋都见到一个字叫做性情凶暴。
People will become very brutal.
人咧会变得非常嘅凶残。
These people are haters of good.
这些人是不爱良善的人。
And finally, the end of verse 5, avoid such people.
而第五节的最后一句，圣经教我们，这等人你要躲开。
Unfortunately, we who live in Liverpool were struck by another piece of local news.
很可惜，在利物浦都听到一宗很不好的新闻。
3 teenagers murdered a drunk man.
3个的 青少年係殺死咗一個醉酒佬。
The ringleader is a 17-year-old.
帶住人犯罪嗰個係17歲。
His accomplice is a 14-year-old.
佢個同伴咧係14歲。
The third suspect is another 14-year-old.
第三個疑兇亦都係14歲。
That morning, about 5 o'clock.
當時咧係凌晨五點。
They were walking down the street in Wharton in Liverpool, looking for trouble.
佢就喺 Wharton 呢個區咧行緊啦，就喺度睇下搞咩事好。
And the 17-year-old found this man drunk on the floor.
咁十七歲嘅呢一個咧，見到一個醉酒佬喺地上。
And he suggested to the next 14-year-old, "Let's do him in."
佢咧就同隔離嗰個十四歲嘅講啦，不如我哋就搞掂佢啦。
So they used their boots and their fist.
咁於是佢就用佢對靴啦，用佢哋嘅拳頭啦
，kick the man down，
踢到死為止。
We live in a dangerous city, my friends.
我哋咧係活喺一個好危險嘅城市。
Common sense tells me, even the Bible tells you today, when you sense danger, avoid such people.
常識話俾我哋聽，即使今日嘅聖經都話俾大家聽，如果你感覺到有危險嘅時候，你要躲開呢一啲人啊。
Run for it.
走啦。
Because we are not living in a very friendly world.
因為我哋唔係住喺一個好友善嘅世界裏邊。
Let me ask you another serious question.
我問大家另外一個好嚴肅嘅問題。
Is there something you can do to make this world a better place?
有冇啲咩你係可以做令到呢個世界更好呢？
Or do you feel terrorism is so complicated there is nothing you can do to counter it?
或是你覺得恐怖活動係太過複雜啦，我係無能為力，我可唔可以對抗到嘅？
What do you think?
你認為呢？
I happen to be a person who cares very much about humanity and the world.
我咧係一個好關心人類、好關心世界嘅一個人。
I think about these sort of questions a lot.
我常常咧喺度思想呢一類嘅問題。
Do you?
你想唔想嘅
？I ask again.
我問多次。
Is there something you can do to make this world a better place?
有冇啲咩你係可以做令到呢個世界更好呢
？Yes.
有定冇啊
？No.
有定冇呢？
It is not good to feel there is nothing you can do.
如果你覺得你無能為力，冇乜嘢可以做嘅話咧，咁唔係一件好事喎。
It is not good to feel this way.
咁樣諗法咧，唔係一件好事。
You know why?
你知點解啊
？Because the longer you feel this way,
因為你越係咁樣諗法咧
，it will make you pessimistic about the world.And about mankind.
你就會越嚟越對呢個世界、對人類咧係睇得好灰啦。
And you become a different person than before.
咁你自己本身咧，同以前咧都會慢慢改變唔同喎。
You dare not believe in ideals anymore.
就係慢慢咧，你會變成一個你唔敢去相信理想嘅人。
And over a long time.
久而久之。
You just might become a person who doesn't care about others either.
有可能你就會變成一個咧，都係唔會去顧別人嘅一個人咯。
May I say to you today, there is something we can do.
讓我今日同大家講，我哋係可以有啲嘢可以做嘅。
All of us.
我哋每一個都係。
There is something we can do.
有一啲嘢係我哋每一個都可以做到嘅。
First.
第一。
Will you commit to not hurting others who are innocent?
首先就係你會唔會承諾？你自己咧唔會去傷害無辜者。
Will you make this promise?
你會唔會立呢一個承諾咧
？Despite what others might do，
就係咧不管別人會點樣做。
Will you promise that during your lifetime you will not hurt those who are innocent？
就係你喺你嘅有生之年咧，你能唔能夠承諾得到你唔會去傷害無辜者
？That you will never。Become a terrorist.
就係你本人咧，以後都唔會變成一個恐怖分子。
Other than that,
除此之外
，you'll never take part in something that hurt those who are innocent.
你唔會參與一啲傷害無辜者嘅事。
This is something you can do.
依樣嘢咧係你可以做得到。
And if more and more people make this commitment, the world will become a better place.
假如多啲人會咁樣去做承諾嘅話咧，呢個世界都會越嚟越好嘅。
Second suggestion.
第二個建議。
Will you be on the side of good?
你會唔會站喺良善嗰邊咧
？Will you be humble?
你會唔會謙卑咧
？Will you be gentle?
你會唔會温柔呢
？When there are difficulties. Will you be patient despite hard times?
有艰难的时候，有困难的时候，你会不会忍耐呢？
Will you be peaceful?
会不会和平？
Will you be loving?
你会不会有爱心呢？
Will you make effort to encourage others to be on the side of good?
你会不会尽力去鼓励其他的人站在良善那边呢？
What else can you do?
还有其他什么事你可以做呢？
For those of us who come to the church and learn from the Bible, there is something else we can do.
对于你来讲，来到教会学圣经，当然还有其他的事我们可以做的。
You can learn about God's noble plan for humanity.
就是你可以去了解神对人类的所设下的崇高计划。
And take part in it.
并且参与在其中。
For this reason, I turn back to my main text today.
那我们回到第一篇的圣经，第一段圣经。
Today we want to study these important words of Ephesians chapter 4, 1 to 6.
今天我们想特别去研读以弗所书的四章一至六。
In verse 2, we see it's about good conduct. Believers should relate to each other.
在第二节我们看到关于好行为，就是信徒之间应该怎样相处。
It's about being humble people. It's about being gentle and patient.Bearing with each other in love.
做一个谦卑的人，是做一个温柔忍耐的人，彼此的去用爱心去包容。
It's about harmony and peace.
同埋关于和谐咧，和平咧。
This is what verse 2 says.
呢个就系第二节所讲噶啦。
But then when we come to verses 3 to 6,
但系当我哋嚟到三至六节咧
，there are many words which are harder to understand.
咁到当中有一啲字句咧系难啲明白啦。
Verse 3 says.Make every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in peace.
第三节话用和平彼此联络，竭力保守灵所赐合而为一的心。
Strange words.
好奇怪的字句。
There, in the Greek original, we do not read the word an atmosphere of harmony.
在希腊文的原文里面，其实是没有表达合而为一的心这几个字的。
And then in your Chinese Bible, it says the Holy Spirit, but in the original, it's just the Spirit.
那在中文圣经呢，翻译成圣灵呢，其实希腊原文呢，是没有圣这个字，只是灵的。
Make every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit.
用和平彼此联络，竭力保守灵的合一。
To talk about unity is easy to understand.
那讲到合一呢，就很容易明白。
Even the Olympic theme song sings about one world, one dream.
因为即使是奥林匹克的主题曲都讲到同一个世界同一个梦想。
But to talk about unity of the spirit is mysterious.
但讲到灵的合一就有一些神秘了。
Today, our goal is to understand what this means.
今天我们的目标就是想要明白什么叫做灵的合一。
What does it mean, the spirit?
灵是什么意思？
Who or what is this spirit?
灵是指哪一个？是指什么？
Is it talking about the Holy Spirit of the Trinitarian third person of the triune God?
灵的意思是不是说好像三一神论当中的三个神的第三位呢？
Because according to one Christian tradition, God is composed of three persons.
因为根据基督教的一个传统的神学观念，就是神是三位组成的。
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
就是父、子、圣灵。
Does the Spirit here refers to the third person of this Trinity?
咁灵啊，呢度嘅意思系咪讲紧呢一个三一神里边嘅第三位啊
？And when we come to verses 4 to 6, it's even harder to understand.
但系嚟到四至六节就更加难明啦。
From verse 4 to 6, I counted the word one 7 times.
由第四节至六节咧，总共有七次一呢个字。
This is the basis of unity of the Spirit.
那这个就是灵的合一的根据了。
One body, one spirit.
一个身体，一个灵。
One hope.
一个指望。
One Lord.
一主。
One faith, one baptism.
一信一洗。
Finally, one God and Father of all.
而最后是一神，就是众人的父。
Seven ones.
有七次讲到一。
Which means a very strong foundation for unity.
即是说是一个合一的一个非常稳固的基础。
Whatever this unity means.
不论这个合一的意思是什么。
There are 7 reasons to believe there is unity.
即是说有七个理由去相信是有合一的。
Our next goal today is understand some of these seven ones.
我哋今日嘅下一个目标咧，就系要去明白其中呢啲一其中嘅几个。
First of all, verse 3.
首先第三节。
What does it mean the unity of the Spirit?
灵嘅合一系咩意思？
Since it talks about the unity of the Spirit, the clue is given to us in the next verse, verse 4. There is one body, one Spirit.
咁既然讲到灵嘅合一咧，那个线索咧要去明白嘅话咧，就去下一节第四节啦。身体只有一个，灵只有一个。
So the Bible doesn't leave us with no clues.
所以圣经咧唔系叫我哋蒙在鼓里嘅。
I emphasize again, different people understand the Bible in different ways.
有好多人睇圣经系用唔同嘅方法去理解啦。
But it can be very subjective.
但有可能系好主观嘅。
It can be very arbitrary.
可能咧系好任意嘅。
One reliable scientific way is to let the Bible explain itself.
但其中一个比较科学嘅方法咧，就系让圣经自己解释自己啦。
So that you don't have to believe what I think.
所以你唔系一定要接受我所讲。
I don't need to believe what you think.
我亦都唔需要一定接受你所讲。
Let's find out what the Bible says.
我哋一齐去睇下圣经自己点样解释自己。
The meaning of unity of the Spirit is given in verse 4. One body, one Spirit.
圣经讲到的灵的合一的解释就在第四节，一个身体，一个灵。
But this only shifts the difficulty from verse 3 to verse 4.
但你觉得好像解不到第三节，也解不到第四节。
Because we also don't know what verse 4 means.
因为第四节我都不太明白为什么。
Do you?
你明不明白？
One body, one Spirit.
一个身体，一个灵。
Well, for those of us who study the Bible in depth,
对于我哋一啲深入学圣经嘅人嚟讲，
we've learned to look for the source of a concept.
我哋学习过要去追寻呢个典故。
Because after all, the New Testament is an extension of the Old Testament.
因为新约咧，其实系旧约一个延伸嚟嘅。
In the very beginning of the Bible, the book of Genesis,
就系圣经嘅一开始创世纪。
We are told when Yahweh God created the first human being on earth.
嗰度咧讲到亚伟神咧创造咗第一个人类。
He used the dust on the earth to form a human body.
佢用地上嘅泥土塑造咗一个人嘅身躯。
But then that body has not become a living thing.
但系呢个身躯咧未变成一个活人。
And then having breathed the breath of life into his nostrils,
当神咧将呢一个生命嘅气向呢个人嘅鼻孔吹进嘅时候
，The Bible says, "And Adam becomes a living being."
圣经就话亚当就成了一个活人。
By the way, the Hebrew word Adam means man. Adam also means mankind.
其实希伯来文原文亚当嘅意思咧，其实只不过系讲紧人。
So it means both a single human person as well as collectively mankind.
所以亚当咧，一系就讲紧亚当呢一个人。亦都可以讲紧整体人类。
This is the source of the meaning of verse 4.
呢个咧就系以弗所书呢个第四节出自嘅典故啦。
There is one body, one spirit.
就系一个身体，一个灵。
And this means a new man, a new Adam, a new mankind.
圣经咧系讲紧一个新嘅亚当，一个新嘅人，新嘅人类。
Among whom God dwells as a spirit.
在这个新人类当中，神的灵，神就住在这里面。
Actually, in verse 6, more clues are given to us.
而第六节呢，其实给我们更多的线索。
So I'm appealing to context again.
所以我们再一次呢，是看回上下文的。
What an important statement in verse 6.
第六节呢，有一句很重要的。
One God and Father of all.
一神就是众人的父。
Please note how the Bible describes one God.
请大家留意咧，圣经点样描写呢一个一神
？This one God is the Father of all。
呢个独一嘅神咧，原来系众人嘅父。
This one God is above all and through all and in all。
呢个独一嘅神系超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
Pay attention to the final three descriptions。
请留意最后呢三个嘅描写。
Don't you think the description fits God very well as spirit?
你觉唔觉得咧？呢三个描写去描写神咧，其实同描写合一嘅灵咧好吻合。
When you understand this point, you can actually rephrase verse 6.
假如你明白呢一点嘅话咧，你其实系可以重新表达第六节嘅。
One God，
一神。
The Spirit，
灵。
The Spirit who is above all， the Spirit who is through all， the Spirit who lives in all。
呢个灵系超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
Let me summarize my first point。
让我总结一下第一点。
The Spirit refers to the one God。
灵其实系讲紧独一嘅神。
The Father of all，
就系众人嘅父。
Who is himself Spirit？ Now finally we come to our first conclusion。
而家我哋嚟到第三个结论。
What does it mean unity of the Spirit in verse 3？
喺第三节嘅灵嘅合一系咩意思呢
？It means God has created only one new mankind。
佢嘅意思咧就系神咧只系创造咗一个新人类。
And therefore, no one should destroy its unity。
所以咧，系冇人咧系应该去破坏呢一个合一噶。
Let me rush on to verses 5 and 6.
我哋快快嚟到第五、第六节。
Because I have jumped from verse 4 to 6 without looking at verse 5.
因为咧，我睇到第四，又睇到第六，未有睇第五啊。
Verse 5 says, "One Lord, one faith, one baptism."
第五节话一主、一信、一洗。
But who is the one Lord?
咁一主到底系边一个
？We just seen who is the one God.
刚才啱啱睇到一神系边一个？
How does this one Lord relate to the one God and Father of all?
呢个一主啊，同呢个一神，即系众人嘅父，又有咩关系
？Are the one Lord and the one God one and the same person?
咁呢个主同呢个神系咪其实系同一个人物咧
？Or are these two distinct individuals?
还是呢两个系不同个别嘅个体嘅人
？Well, again, the Bible doesn't leave us to guesswork.
圣经咧唔系叫我哋蒙在鼓里靠估嘅。
I'll turn your attention to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1 and 2.
请我们回到第一章。
Chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and are faithful in Christ Jesus. Please pay special attention to verse 2. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Here it tells us clearly,that God and the Lord are two distinct individuals.
嗱喺度咧就好清楚睇得到神同埋主系两个不同嘅人物。
The one God is the Father in heaven.
一神咧就系我哋嘅天父啦。
The one Lord is Jesus our Lord.
各位一主咧就系讲到主耶稣啦。
It is Jesus whom God promoted to be His plenipotentiary.
系耶稣咧被神咧抬高到。将佢封咗为神嘅全权代表。
In the Bible, Jesus is also called the head, the chief.
因为耶稣被神升到咁高咧，喺圣经里边咧，亦都系有描写佢系一个头。
Let's read chapter 1, verse 22 and 23.
让我哋睇第一章第22节、23节。
And God has put all things under Jesus' feet and has made him.The head over all things for the church, which is Jesus' body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
一章廿二廿三节，又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会作万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
Here Jesus is described as the head.
喺呢度咧，耶稣被形容为头。
But the church, his followers, are described as his body.
而教会即系耶稣嘅追随者咧，系被形容为他的身体。
You have a head，
即系话你有一个头啦。
You have a body，
亦都有一个身体。
What do you have？
咁有头有身体，即系有咩
？You have a living man，
你就有一个活人啦。
The church, Jesus' followers, with Jesus the head, is one new mankind。
呢个身体就系教会，再加上耶稣作为头咧。咁你加合拼起嚟就係一個人咯。
I hope you follow that I'm appealing to context again。
嗱，我希望你跟得到我嘅思路，我係從上下文嚟到睇解釋聖經。
Now let's read chapter 4, verse 15 and 16。
再翻去第四章，第四章嘅十五至十六節啦。
Speaking the truth in love, we must grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body.Joined and knit together by every ligament with which it is equipped, as each part of the body is working properly, promotes the body's growth in building itself up in love. I hope you now have the answers to our two questions.
我希望咁样去查经嘅时候咧，你都可以有一个答案啦。
What does it mean to say one body, one spirit？
讲到一个身体一个灵系咩意思
？It means God's great project of creating a new mankind, one man。
呢度系讲到神嘅一个好大嘅工程，就系要创造一个新人类。
And God Himself is the Spirit that moves in this new mankind。
而神自己本身咧，就系呢一个灵，呢个灵系贯乎呢个人嘅之中。
And who is the one Lord? Who is the one God?
主系边个？一神又系边个
？The one Lord is Jesus。
一主咧就系耶稣。
The chief, the head of the new mankind。
就系呢个新人类嘅元首。
Who is the one God?
咁一神又系边个呢
？Our Father in heaven，
就系我哋天上嘅父啦。
Who is the Spirit？
佢系一个灵。
It is not talking about a third person of the Trinity God。
呢度个灵咧，唔系讲紧一个三一神论之中嘅第三位神。
Let me summarize my second point。
让我总结第二点。
Our text today is describing for you God's great project。
我哋今日睇嘅课文咧，系为我哋描写紧一个神嘅伟大工程。
God has created one and only one new humanity。
神咧就系创造咗一个新人类，只系一个新人类。
It is God's own work。
呢个系神亲手嘅工程。
At a very high price。
佢系付上咗沉重嘅代价去做。
Oneness is to be maintained by all those who are already included in the plan。
但系呢个合一咧，系若要去继续去保存嘅话咧，系必须要由嗰啲已经加入咗呢个新人类，成为咗一份子嘅嗰啲人。
Together, the members must all help each other towards a common goal。
喺个新人类中，每一个一份子都要彼此嘅去帮助，去达成呢个共同嘅目标。
Humanity has a common goal。
人类咧系应该有一个共同目标嘅。
What is our common goal？
咁我哋人类嘅共同目标又系乜嘢呢
？Let's read first 11-13。
我哋睇11-13。
The gifts that Christ gave were that some would be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until all of us come to the unity of the faith.And of knowledge of the Son of God to maturity to the measure of the full stature of Christ.
11-13，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，直等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人。满有基督长成的新娘。
God's project is a new mankind。
神嘅工程咧就系要创造新人类。
Now God's ongoing work is to build up this new mankind。
而神嘅一个继续不断嘅工程咧就系要去栽培呢一个身体要去长大。
Until all members arrive at the common goal。
直至到每一个成员达到呢一个共同嘅目标。
What is the goal？
咁嘅共同目标系乜嘢
？First 13 tells us clearly。
十三节讲得非常清楚。
But unfortunately, our translation is not adequate in putting across the original Greek。
但好可惜，我哋嘅中文翻译或者我哋嘅翻译咧，唔足够咧去表达到原文嘅意思啊。
I see here the English translation until we come to maturity。
英文嘅翻译咧就系话，直至到我哋成熟。
In the Greek, there are two words, andra telion。
喺希腊原文咧系两个字。
The first word andra means a mature man。
第一个字 andra 意思咧系一个成年人。
Not a child。
唔系一个孩子。
Not a boy。
唔系一个孩童。
Not a baby。
唔系一个 BB。
Not even a teenager。
亦都唔系十几岁嘅少年。
But a mature man。
而是一个成年人。
That's first Greek word。
呢个系第一个希腊文。
But there is a second Greek word。
亦都有第二个希腊文。
Telion。
Telion。
That word means perfect。
呢个字咧系解作完全。
So when you put the two together，
你将呢个字摆埋一齐嘅话
，the common goal for the new humanity is this。
人类嘅共同目标系咁。
We must encourage and help each other to grow until all of us come to be a mature mankind。
我哋必须要彼此嘅鼓励去成长，直至到我哋每一个长成变成一个成熟嘅人。
Perfect humanity.
完全的人。
What a contrast between God's noble plan for mankind and what we see in the world today.
神的这么崇高的计划和我们见到的实际上的世界差几远。
As fellow members of the same species, we are doing very, very badly, you know.
因为我们彼此对待这个人类，人类和人类之间的对待都是非常之差的。
We have studied something very important today.
今天我们读了一些很重要的经文。
But in conclusion,
但是结论呢？
This is what Christianity is all about.
基督教是关于什么呢？
It's about God's noble plan of creating a new humanity.
基督教是关于神对人类要创造一个新人类这个这么崇高的计划。
A new Adam.
一个新的亚当。
Where Jesus is the Lord, the chief.
在这个新人类里面耶稣作为元首。
Because Jesus is the perfect example for all to follow.
因为耶稣是一个完美的一个榜样让我们去跟从。
And Jesus' followers are his body.
耶稣的追随者就是他的身体。
And God Himself is the Spirit that makes it truly a living human being.
而神本身呢，就是那个灵，是让这个身体变成一个活的人。
And this is our common goal.
这个就是我们的共同目标。
For this reason, we should take part in the plan.
所以我们应该参与在这个计划里面。
To help each other.
我们彼此帮助。
To encourage each other.
去鼓励彼此鼓励。
To mature together.
去一起的成熟长大。
Until we all reach that goal.
直至到我们个个一起达到这个目标。
May God our Father strengthen your resolve to do good.
让我们的父神呢，去给力量大家去做这一样，这个目标。
May Father God strengthen my resolve to counter evil.
让呢，神给力量我呢，来到对抗邪恶。
May we together say this.
让我们一起这样讲。
Our Father in heaven.
我们天上的父，
Hallowed be your name.
愿人尊你的名为圣。
Your kingdom come.
愿你的国降临。
Your will, your plan be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的旨意成就在地上，如同在天上。
Amen.